Welcome to the Bring Your Book to Life podcast that turns your authorship dreams into reality, one chapter at a time. I'm Andrea Seidel, your host and personal book doula. Think of this podcast as your all-in-one guide to authorship. I'm here as your compassionate friend, your creative supporter, and the compass through the authorship journey. With my gentle nudges and unwavering support, I'm here for you from the spark of inspiration to the joyful delivery of your book. Are you ready for this page-turning adventure? Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life. Hey there, Andrea Seidel here, also known as the Book Doula, where I love helping people painlessly give birth to their books. And today I am so excited because I have an author on the show. And this is all about the author's journey, how she brought her book to life, and how her book is now having a ripple effect on the world. And I am so proud and honored to welcome Shelley Lippman to the show. She is the author of As Is, Accepting, Forgiving, and Empowering Your Children with ADHD and Yourself. Now, this book touches your heart in so many ways. It actually can really apply to any parent, whether you're a parent of a child with ADHD. And this isn't a tips and tricks kind of book. And it is a book that really will touch your heart and just wraps you in a blanket of compassion and just teaches us that, you know what, we can really foster an as-is approach and mindset when it comes to our children with ADHD. So welcome to the show, Shelley. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Andrea. You know, I'm listening to your introduction. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, where can I get that book? That sounds great.
Right? Okay. So
for that.
Oh my gosh. So I always ask my authors, tell us a little bit about your journey. Like, you gave birth to your book, but let's go all the way back to where did the spark of inspiration come from and that sort of stuff. Where does it start from?
Well, it's funny. People ask me, they say, how long did it take you to write this book? And my answer is a year and 28 years. Because it really started when my first child was born 28 years ago. So I have three children. Sam is my eldest, Alex is my middle, and Sarah is the baby at 23 years old now. And Sam was the book talks about both of my, really it centers on the boys because they both have ADHD. And it talks a lot about the journey of raising them. And it talks also about what it's like, what was like for Sarah to be a neurotypical child in a family heavily ADHD. It focuses a lot on Sam because he was my first. And I was really an ADHD newbie at the time. I didn't really know very much. And he was a super easy baby, really easy baby. And then around 2 years old, when he started going into interact with other kids, we noticed something was a little bit different. He had trouble regulating his behavior. And he, all of a sudden, I was like, oh no, I thought I was the best mother on the planet. I mean, you know, this baby slept through the night and didn't cry. And he was always so happy. And all of a sudden, he's misbehaving. Maybe I'm the worst mother in the world. And wow. Sort of so began the journey of coming to understand Sam. And the book talks a lot about him and some of those really painful moments of seeing Sam through other people's eyes at the beginning, through teachers' eyes and other parents' eyes, and sort of coming to terms with the understanding that, wait a minute, he's who he is. He might not be all these things I imagined my child would be. But wow, he's amazing. And that took time. That really took time to understand and appreciate. I like to start when I'm orienting people to my book. I like to start by reading the essay called Welcome to Holland. If I may, can I read that?
Oh my gosh. Yes. If you weren't going to do it, I was going to ask you. When I have to share with the listener that when we first met and you had read me this and told me the concept of your book, you're like, Andrea, I do not want this to be yet another tips and tricks book. I want this to be just like a loving embrace and a place of understanding, and so that parents don't feel alone in this. I just want it to be such a different book. And you read this. I remember both of us had tears in our eyes. We're like, oh my gosh, yes, this book has to be written. So yes, please, please, please. I love this.
Well, thank you. So I first heard this read by somebody when Sam was probably 4 years old, and we started to see that, you know, it's a little early for diagnosis, but we knew ADHD, that's, and it runs in the family. So it was pretty clear. So I went to this lecture, and the speaker began with this essay, and it blew my mind and changed my perspective. So that is why it's the one of the first things in the book. It's called Welcome to Holland. And I cry every time I read it. So I'll try. When you're going to have a baby, it's like you're planning a vacation to Italy. You're all excited. You get a whole bunch of guidebooks. You learn a few phrases to get around. And then it comes time to pack your bags and head for the airport. Only when you land, the stewardess says, "Welcome to Holland." You look at one another in disbelief and shock, and you say, "Holland, what are you talking about? I signed up for Italy." But they explain that there's been a change of plans and that you've landed in Holland, and there you must stay. "But I don't want any, I don't know anything about Holland," you say. I don't want to stay." But stay you do. You go out and you buy some new guidebooks and you learn some new phrases and you meet people that you never knew existed. The important thing is that you are not in a bad place filled with despair. You're simply in a different place than you had planned. It's slower paced than Italy. It's less flashy than Italy. But after you've been there a little while and you have a chance to catch your breath, you begin to discover that Holland has windmills, Holland has tulips, and Holland has Rembrandts. But everyone else you know is busy coming and going from Italy. They're all bragging about what a great time they had there, probably on Facebook. And for the rest of your life, you'll say, "Yes, that's what I had planned. The pain of that will never go away." You have to accept that pain because the loss of that dream, the loss of that plan, is a very significant loss. But if you spend your life mourning the fact that you didn't get to go to Italy, you will never be free to enjoy the very special, very lovely things about Holland. And that's...
Yes, that is so beautiful. And that is the essence of your book. And it is, you know, and I'm so grateful for you sharing that story. And it's such a great place to start your book because your book is all about, my favorite part about your book is this essence of, instead of focusing on managing per se our children's behavior, and you know, it's really about encouraging this mind shift. It's about encouraging the emphasis on connection and compassion and understanding and growth and learning. And so that story really does teach, like tell us what, how your book is different. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for that, Shelley. And that actually brings me to my next question is who did you write this book for? And like what particular part of your book is really beneficial, do you think, for the reader?
It's a great question. My book's been out for a month now, and so I'm getting a lot of feedback, which is reinforcing my thought of who I wrote it for. I'm seeing that it's getting to the right people. And people are saying to me, either adults with ADHD are saying to me, "Oh my goodness, I wish I had had my parents had had this book when I was a child," or adult children now with ADHD are saying, "Oh, I wish I had had this book when my kids were little." It's these kinds of things didn't really exist when I was raising my kids. And I've told you a few times, but you know, the rock bottom for us as a family was when Sam was in grade 4 and I was getting calls from the school constantly, you know, "Sam won't sit still, Sam won't this, Sam did this, Sam did that." And I'm always running to the school. And I remember standing in the hall and saying to the school administrator, "I think you hate my child." And she looked at the floor and she said, "I think I do." And I, whoa. And that was the day everything changed, though, because I realized that Sam was perfect and it was me that needed to change. And I took a good hard look in the mirror and I said, what's the mind shift I have to make in order to see this child in a way that will let him see himself with confidence and with joy and with a sense of future? And that's what started to happen that day. And that's what this book is about. It's about, you know, I'm very centered in positive psychology. I'm an applied positive psychology practitioner. And it's not about focusing on what's wrong. It's about taking what's good and making it better. And it's about finding what's right. And children with ADHD, all day long, they're hearing everything that's wrong with them. Sit down. Why are you doing that? Why did you do that? How come you have to, you know, all day long? And I decided that I was going to be a haven for him of, what did you do right? Tell me about that. Tell me why you loved that. I see that that really lit you up. We want to do more of that. And I started to really pay attention to what he loved and what made him feel good about himself and what his strengths were. And it's all interwoven in this book about finding that compassion, getting curious about our children. And this applies to parents raising any kids, because I tried to apply the same philosophies to raising my daughter, Sarah, who is neurotypical, you know, and this was a girl who, her first full sentence was, I'll never forget, her little finger, and she'd go, in a minute, because I was so busy with the boys and always busy, and I was always saying, in a minute. So she also made me sort of look in the mirror and say, you know what, I have to listen to her too. So it's really a parenting book for parents raising all kids, because all kids are unique, right?
Yeah.
There's no mold.
There's no mold. Shelley, your book is such a mixture of your experience, a mother of three, and also your education, like in positive psychology, as well as your master's of arts in communications, your experience with your amazing education, just your knowledge encapsulated into this book. Tell me, I remember in the beginning, there was a bit of a struggle with the writing process. And now when we look in your book is beautifully written. It's exactly kind of how you wanted it, molded into exactly what you wanted to be, that loving embrace where people could pick up your book and be anywhere in the book and really benefit from your shared stories as well as your experience. How did you kind of overcome that difficulty, or how did you come to that point of knowing the structure of your book?
Well, I hired the book doula. Without you, Andrea, I remember those early, I was looking back, you know, we began this quite a while ago, and just those conversations with you where you knew what questions to ask me, you knew how to help me get to the intention. I'm very much about intention. And I knew what I wanted in my heart. I knew what I wanted to communicate, but I didn't know how. And by asking me some very important questions over a period of time, you helped me structure the book in a way that would communicate what my heart was trying to say, you know? And so without those conversations and without you, the book either would never have happened or would be a very different book. And I'm very proud of this final product. And another piece of feedback I'm getting is people are able to read it kind of, they can pick and choose chapters. It's not like there's not a beginning, middle, and end. You don't have to read it in order. You can just have it lie there and you can pick it up when you need, you know, you want to read about gratitude today because you're not feeling so grateful, or forgiveness. You know, the forgiving piece of this book is a little bit controversial. There's not a whole lot about it out there, but, you know, forgiving our children, like what? But we have to forgive them for not being what maybe we thought they would be before they were even born. We have to forgive the people in our lives and in their lives who are not very kind or don't have awareness. We have to forgive ourselves for yelling yesterday, even though I said I would never yell. You know, it's a lot about, that's why in the title it says, and yourself. Because It's not just about parenting your children. It's about learning and growing yourself as a person.
Oh, so beautiful. And I love how your book is broken into those kind of like book one, book two, book three, being accepting, forgiving, empowering. And the, just the fact that you can close your eyes and literally open on any page. And there is just, you know, first of all, it's beyond your story. It's your story, but it's also the story so that parents might be able to see themselves in their story. And then I love that you also integrate, you know, the science of human flourishing, and that you believe that your child is capable of being kind. Like, you have little messages everywhere. And this is the random page that I just opened up to, right? Mm-hmm. And how to create an atmosphere of compassion and self-compassion. And then you have quotes interwoven into it. And they're like, oh my gosh, I remember that we call it the quote bank, where we, you know, dump a whole bunch of quotes and then we pull them out and we put them into the sections in your book that you found the perfect spot for the amazing quotes that, yeah, and we had to cut some out. So they're really well thought through quotes within your book. And so I'm curious, what is your favorite part of your book and why?
Wow, that is a great question. A couple of things pop into my mind right away. The first one is the very beginning, where I thank my mother, who passed away over 30 years ago. And it's been hard to have children and be a mother without her, because she was my best friend and an amazing mother. But I realized through the writing of this book and through reflection, how she's very much in me and with me. And so that when I read that part of the book, it moves me every time. It's interesting because my answer is more about my feelings about it and less about, you know, the different sections of the book. The other thing that really stands out to me is the kindness and generosity of my family, who agreed to let me tell their stories, right? It's as much as it's my story. I remember my son Alex saying, "Mom, just tell your story." And I started to write and I realized it's not just my story, it's their story too. And so I went to them and asked their permission, you know, to my husband, to my kids, to my brother, who very honestly agreed to share his struggle with ADHD in a time when they didn't know much about ADHD. It was really hard for him. And they all said yes. And I say this is like, this book is almost like a love letter from them to me, in a sense, that they allowed me to share their story. So that's another part that I love. The other thing that I love is talking about the boys and their struggles and being able to fast forward to where they are now. Mm-hmm. And at 28 and 26, they both decided not to go to university. School was not for them. And they started a men's skincare business together. And they were 17 and 19 at the time. And I remember the day it was a day almost like today here, where it's overcast, a little gloomy and rainy. And they sat us down and they said, "We've decided to leave university and to start this business. And we really hope you'll support us in this." And we were like, my husband and I were like, "Oh, that's scary, but okay," right? As is. And they went on to build a very successful company, and they got onto the Forbes 30 Under 30 list for their entrepreneurship. And yeah, it's very exciting. And Sam got married and just became a dad, first time dad. So I'm a grandmother now, but when I look and he's such a good father, and he's so kind and he's so gentle and he's compassionate. And in watching him parent, the baby's not even 3 months old yet, but in watching just how he holds her, how he touches her head, I think we did something right. You know, we did something right. Yeah. And makes me very, very proud and clearly very emotional to see that.
Oh my gosh. I just want to celebrate the full circle moment too for you. And in your writing, you discovered the connection to your mother. Like, how beautiful is that? and that, you know, she, you see her in yourself, even though she wasn't around for your parenting days. Mm-hmm. And I just want to celebrate, yes, your family's vulnerability and your vulnerability in telling your story. And that actually is a barrier a lot of times to people writing and publishing their book and bringing their book to light. Because they are, oh my gosh, I'm like, it's almost like opening your kimono. It's like, it's like bringing your story to the world, and there's a vulnerability there. But through that vulnerability is we're able to touch and help other people that are maybe potentially struggling or going through a very similar story. And so I just want to celebrate you and your family and their vulnerability. And how cool is it that your son gave birth to his child right when you were giving birth to your book?
Oh, I know. That was not lost on me. Let me tell you. It's a very profound moment of birth, you know, and all these new possibilities, you know, like you, as a parent, you know, you go through, the day to day can feel very exhausting. I remember feeling overwhelmed and frustrated and then guilty for feeling all those things. And then the kids go off, they fly away, and you sit in silence for a moment, and you reflect. I have found myself reflecting, you know, my daughter moved out in August, so we're empty nest now. And in the silence, I've been able to kind of look back and put it all together. And that's really why I wrote the book now and why I think it has value for people who are in the trenches as we speak, you know, that they, because this is a marathon, this is not a sprint. And this, by offering some foresight, you know, to be able to, I think it will give people the ability to sort of pause a little bit and breathe and say, okay, maybe, like, I mean, Sam used to drink out of puddles, okay, in the park. And I remember seeing that and going, oh no. But now, right, you look back and I think, well, he doesn't drink out of puddles anymore. And he, you know, he did it once and probably said, ooh, this doesn't taste very good. Maybe he was really curious. Maybe he was really thirsty. Maybe, right? And that curiosity on his part, that difference in his part has made him very much what he is today. You know, so that's also where the gratitude comes in. It's like, thank you. I'm grateful to my kids for giving me the opportunity to see things in a different way and to travel a path that I never expected. And I believe everything happens for a reason. And I always tell my kids that life is sort of like a tree, and every branch leads to other branches, which lead to other branches. And so where you are right now today is where you're supposed to be. It's where you're supposed to be. And I think writing this book is what I was supposed to do. And I'm just hoping and praying that people read it and learn something from it or find something of inspiration in it. Even if they find one thing, there's some ideas, there's some exercises, there are some sample conversations too. And just some things to really, really think about. And that's my wish. And at the end of the book, I say, my hope is that this goes from generation to generation, you know, that it starts to change the trajectory of how these precious kids with ADHD are raised.
Oh, I love that. And I love the fact that even the title of your book can become your new mantra and can help us in so many ways. So if the reader could take one thing from your book, just one thing, what would you want it to be?
The thing that pops into my head, and I actually say in the book that Sam, before they gave birth, he called and said, I just know I'm going to have a child with ADHD. What's your number one piece of advice? And I thought for a second and I said, always get curious. Always get curious. Most behavior is not what it seems on the surface. It's like an iceberg, right? You see the tip of it, but really the majority of it is underneath the water. And get curious about what's underlying this behavior. What, you know, the expression, tell me more. Like when I also coach, and I'm always saying, like, tell me more about that. And why does that have meaning to you? And what would that mean to you if that came true? And by asking our children those questions, getting curious and teaching them modeling curiosity as well, allows them to kind of go deeper and to find those that wellspring of confidence. So that's really, if I had to say number one thing, it's get curious.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yes. That will inspire the reader to look at things from a new light and shift their perspective. And I love that suggestion and that your hope for your reader. So, okay. So let's jump into where are you going now? Where is Shelly? Your book has birthed. And so now you're on that wonderful path of marketing and promoting your book, which I always say, just like you just said, it's a marathon, not a sprint, slow and steady, yes. But you're already off to an amazing start. So what are the next steps for you, Shelly, as a published author?
That is such a good question. And it's really, honestly, it's the part that has me quite overwhelmed. I'm digging into the memories of when I felt overwhelmed raising the kids. What did I do? How did I get through it? I'm trying to take inspiration from my own words and my own advice, and from your advice, where you said this is a marathon. And you generously gave me a list of promotional ideas, and you said, you know, try one a week or one a day, or like, don't do six things at one time. So right now I'm focusing on organic marketing. I have a pretty large Facebook, Instagram following. And so I'm posting there. I'm trying to learn ways to go beyond my own network. Lots of talking, lots of sharing. I've been giving out a lot of books to people that I think will, if they like it, will want to share it with people.
And write reviews.
I did some training at the ADD Coach Academy. And so I sent a book, it arrived yesterday. So I'm interested for them to read it and see what they think. So it's about leaving my comfort zone a little bit and putting myself out there, because for me, this book is very much me, you know. It's quite personal. It's not just a book, and it's my family. And so the fear of, you know, my fear of rejection is pretty high, because if they reject the book, are they rejecting me, right?
I got news, Shelly. Your book is out now anyway, so there's no going back. It's like the baby, you can't put the baby back in. No. You can't, once the toothpaste is out of the, you know, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. No. I do want to share, though, is that, remember, that's how you felt in the very beginning of writing your book too, a sense of overwhelm and uncertainty. And yeah, this is the next chapter. And that's why on Bring Your Book to Life, even you can come back and listen, because we are going to have more and more episodes on the actual, how do we get our books into the hands of people that need it? And as you know, you have that book business hub that all my clients have, that you like slow and steady little things that you can do. You're on a podcast tour, you're doing interviews, you're speaking, and you're doing everything right. And I always say, again, it's just like, delegate some time every single week to promote your book, and just like slow and steady, and you'll see. And then sometimes, you know, it just takes even one person to share your book that it can blow up, or, you know, it's just that slow and steady wins the race. And I think that you're doing amazing, and look at it as that, you know, as is, okay, let's take it as it is. And like that as is approach can work really well for your marketing and book promoting as well. And then we also, I have the next podcast, actually, or the podcast that's coming just before you, is all on TikTok, how to market your book and promote your book using TikTok, which is a world I haven't gone in, but I'll be exploring and experimenting. And so there's always new things that we can be doing. And if we thought of marketing and promoting our book, like, oh my gosh, like there's so much we have to do, it could be a full-time job. Sure. And I know you're so busy with consulting and coaching and your, you know, family and everything. So the idea is that make it joyful. And I always say, like, how do we get this book into the hands of people that need it in a joyful way? And it doesn't have to be painful. So yeah, slow and steady, getting into also those Facebook groups. Like, I should do an episode just on that. Getting into the support groups that you're probably already in.
I am. I have been for years.
Yeah. And so you're already in your niche. And oftentimes when we're writing a book, we're writing a book about our experience. We're writing a book about something that we've lived, our lived experience combined with our education. And so that is you. So you're already in all those groups, which, you know, by the way, would really benefit from getting their hands on your book.
Yeah, I that is my goal. Someone said, what's your goal? And I said, I just want to make an impact. I just want to reach people and just got to figure out how to do that. And I'm just hoping Drew Barrymore wants to share my book with the world.
Yeah, there is. That's the option, right? Yeah. Influencers too. Send them copies of your book. Why not? Yeah. Or just talk to them. Yeah. So they're people too. We're all human. So I am so grateful for you, Shelley, and your book. And I know people are going to want to get their hands on your book. And this is, like you said, it applies to all parents. That's As Is, Accepting, Forgiving, and Empowering Your Child with ADHD and Yourself. This is The Art of Raising Confident, Resilient Kids with ADHD by Shelley Lipman. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm going to give you the final say. I would love to hear just one last message for the listener. What would that be?
It's funny. I'm sitting at my desk and you can kind of tell from the background, I'm surrounded by things that bring me joy in my office, lots and lots of photographs. And there's one here and I realize this is why I wrote the book. So I'm going to end on that. If you can see it.
And you'll have to describe it for the podcast listeners.
So I'm holding my grandbaby. She, in this picture, she's about 4 days old. And my t-shirt says, Grateful Nana.
Aww.
And I'm smiling from ear to ear. And I really wrote this book for the next generation, you know, and for people going through it now and feeling alone and frustrated and just need some inspiration and some words of encouragement and some ideas, because it's really about raising happy and healthy 28-year-olds, right? Who are then going to have their babies, and those children are going to, then they're going to raise those kids. And that's my mission. And my wish is from generation to generation to spread compassion and care and love, really.
Yes. And books change lives. Books have a ripple effect. You are doing that, Shelley. You are leaving a legacy and you are going to have a huge impact on so many lives. And thank you so much for your vulnerability and your courage, as well as your tenacity to write this book and see it through to publication and bringing it to the world, because it will help so many and it will spread love. Thank you so much, Shelley, for being here on the show.
Thank you, Andrea. And I couldn't have done it without you. So thank you for everything.
Thank you for joining us on another exciting episode of Bring Your Book to Life. I hope you've been inspired along your own author's journey. Now let me ask you this. Do you have a book inside you waiting to be brought to life? As your book doula, I'm here to guide you through the process of turning your ideas and knowledge into a compelling message that will inspire the world. If you're ready to take that step and you want me to be alongside on that journey and make your book dreams come true, I invite you to visit AndreaSeidel.com and set up a Let's Bring Your Book to Life discovery call. Or if you've already written your book and you're ready to publish, I invite you to visit LiveLifeHappyPublishing.com and explore their hybrid approach to publishing and bringing your book to life. Thank you for being a part of our book-loving authorship community. Until next time, keep writing and keep sharing. Your message will make a difference and have a ripple effect on the world.